Winston Peters is kindly with us, and we're going to talk more regularly. Our producer, Hanianni, is going to tee up a time that suits you at the Tukana so that we can have a yarn about all manner of things, including right crosses, left hooks, and keeping up your defences. I bumped into Winston at the ABA the other day. He was there with Derek Ball and others at a boxing event a couple of Fridays ago. It was good to see you there too, Winston. Tēnākoe.
Good morning. Thank you very much. I enjoyed it, actually. It's where the real world is happening.
Sure. It's pretty down to earth, isn't it? You have that sort of often get the big fights in the flash hotel rooms and the like, but the ABA is pretty down home. But like I say, it was nice to see you there. Look, it's budget day. You've been a Minister of Finance too and politics, so you understand better than most that you can't let all the cats out of the bag in one hit. But this sort of veil of secrecy and lockdown that seems to be part of the budget day process seems a little strange, considering a lot of what's going to happen has already been released to the media in the couple of weeks, in the lead up to today. What are you anticipating?
Well, the fact is that since the 2018 budget, the government spending has gone up a massive amount from $76 billion to $129 billion. That's a 61% increase over 5 years. It's actually quite dramatic. And what I expect today to happen, and the sad thing is, they're going to announce a budget and then spend the next 4 months telling you what they're going to do. So the question that people should be asking, your listeners should be asking, so why don't you tell us today what you're going to do? Why are you not putting it in the budget and you tell people over the next 4 months of this campaign that you've got all these things for them? And the reflection is, and people should be asking themselves, well, why didn't you tell us on the budget day, the 18th of May? That's what the day is. And sadly, all the things that people are concerned about, because a lot of people are hard up against it, won't be covered in this budget.
It does appear, when we look back across when COVID first arrived, something of a spendathon, hasn't it? You've touched on a more than 60% increase, a nervousness that that we feel as grandparents anyway, is that it's going to be our mokopunas who'll end up having to pay that debt.
Well, look, if the debt was based on building infrastructure that would last 50, 60, 100 years, the kind of things that used to happen in the good days when we were on top of the world, in the top of the world in terms of economic performance, then that would be okay. But if it's bent on just promises and consumption, here today and gone tomorrow, we're just going to get to a very bad state of not being able to pay our way at all. And that's what is happening at the moment. The performance that we want to know today is, how are you going to turn this economy around and take us back to what we used to do when we were a can-do country? But you'll hear all the promises, you'll hear the media making all these comments. But the reality is, which part of this is going to take us back to being superior to, as we once were, superior to the UK, superior to Australia, superior to every country in the world virtually? And we did that when we had half the population.
Instead of fueling what is fair and what is needed and deserved, it feels at times that Middle New Zealand is the main goal, to placate Middle New Zealand, because ultimately they're the ones who determine which side gets the Treasury benches going forward, doesn't it? Do you think that in some way they sacrifice what should be done with what needs to be done to stay in government?
Yes, but I think you've also got to say this. Look, back in the first Robinson budget, they were making all these statements about transformation, well-being. We had $1.9 billion for mental health, which was critical, and we ended up with five beds for them. The housing, 100,000 houses, all this stuff. Ask yourself, which part of this government, their party's ministries, are actually performing? Everywhere you look, health's in a crisis, education's in a crisis, law and order's a crisis. They just are not performing. And I contrast that to, say, Helen Clark and Michael Cullen. They're light years difference. That's a sad thing. We've got too many university student politicians in Parliament who don't know how to organise a budget like mum and dad at home. And I'm afraid we need that change today. How are we going to transform our exports? I want to have, incentives for IT, incentives for exporting, to do what we all know has to be done, make more money for the country to share evenly across the board. And there's a whole lot of people out there working 60, 70 hours a week, sometimes two or three jobs, mum and dad flat out, just trying to survive. We're not addressing the serious crisis we've got there. We once used to be the envy of the world on these matters. I don't talk about a history lesson, but you're not going to see it in today's budget. I'm saying you're going to hear all lot of things being said, and then they're going to say, we'll do that. We'll tell you what we're going to do in the next 4 months in the campaign. So the whole thing's terribly politicized. What we want is a plain statement of where we are and how we're going to get out of it.
You know, those with get up and go have either get up and gone, or they push forward off their own steam rather than the economic lay of the land. Entrepreneurial spirit's very much alive in Tāu Māori. We've got people travelling in a delegation as we speak to Southeast Asia. In 10 days, the UK Free Trade Agreement comes into force. So there is opportunity for people who have the right attitude, irrespective of government economic policy. Well, what would you say of that sort of dynamic and what effectively has driven New Zealand's economy in decades past?
Well, we have, in decades past, practical men. I think of people like Peter Fraser, who was the minister, Prime Minister, and had a great grasp on things from the late 30s into the 1949. And when a month after he lost the election and he died, he'd left everything, you know, he'd used everything in the tank. And when I look back and I think to myself, why was it that the National Party looked at what he was doing and said, we can do this as well? And so for 25 years, we were growing at 5% every year. Unbelievable performance by New Zealanders. And so I'm saying there was a former age when there were practical men and women in Parliament. Didn't have the best of university education, but they understood how business and the economy works. We need to get that back again. We've got too many student union, university-trained people in Parliament who can't organise the school tuck shop. And incidentally, this is of interest. We've got massive money going into food in schools, and a lot of teachers will tell you so much of it is not being used. Waste every day. And so what is wrong with the way that we used to do things? I went to a Maori school where lunch was made every day. For some kids, we all, you know, contributed. Farmers gave the meat. The senior girls, in particular, did the cooking, and the vegetables spread out. We looked after each other back then, and got an education. And now a whole lot of things are going dramatically wrong because we're not sticking to our knitting, so to speak. I'd like to give you the details of this budget, but I can tell you right now, if you're going to make a statement about our future, and none of it will pay off our debt, and we're just going to have higher interest rates coming. That's it, resulting from today. And you'll see the things like housing, desperate need for housing, cost of living, getting on top of the cost of living, supply side, when it comes to health and pharmac and all the drugs we do need for better life, they won't be addressed at all. Sad about that.
And I look forward to talking with you. We won't wait 2 weeks. I'll have a yarn with you either tomorrow or early next week, please, Winston, because that way we can actually reflect on the numbers that are pushed forward later this afternoon. But I appreciate your thoughts and looking forward to talking with you regularly in this very important year for our people. Mauriori ka koe te tuakana. Tēnā koe, and thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thanks, Winston Peters, New Zealand First Leader.